Okay, good morning everybody. We are in 70th Aleph, Se'id Yotches. And we're learning about different tashmishim in a place where there's mezuzah. So, b'makim shetanokis mitzuyin, or yikib omim reichitzin shom, or yishim ashtinim shom. In a place which is sometimes used for uses which are not called a tashmish shom covered, people sometimes wash there, or there's young children there who do their tzrachim. So then, yichaseh tamezuzah. This is not a reason to hutter the room from a mezuzah. Is it being exempt from a mezuzah only if that's the primary tashmish of the room? Like a bathroom. But if it's not the tashmish of the room, but occasionally the room also serves for this type of tashmish, that doesn't hutter from a mezuzah. But you just ensure that the mezuzah is there in a manner of covered, which means that it's not open against something that's not the covered, so it's covered.
It's usually behind
door. Usually it's behind the door anyway, but sometimes the door is open. So, yeah, normally it's behind door. Sometimes you could have a cage where the mezuzah is inside the door, but normally that's not where we normally put it. Yeah. The Dafka Bizdamnus arrives in Tanalak Yisui. Now this we're saying on when we use the room for this in a sort of one-off way. But to fix in such a room, to fix a tashmish bizoy in a sort of fixed way, you go in the harmit shom klilu shoychin, for example, to put there some sort of kli that you'll use for people who do their tzrochim, even though that's not the only tashmish in the room, that is not right. You shouldn't do that. The end of this mechalakisim. Okay, let's move on to if you test. Bayis bechin chotzer, shegam goy darshom, potom. So we're talking about the halacha of shutfus with a goy.
Yes?
With a goy, with a non-Jew. You have an area that's for shutfus with a non-Jew. So says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, whether it's a house, a chotzer, where a non-Jew also lives, potter.
So in that case, if young men go to Leon and Sam Institute,
right,
and he's sharing from this boy, he is not obligated.
Correct. Now let's mention a few more details. So first of all,
well, what would you say if you're working for a company? And the Croatian company, and you put an office, and you work in the front yard, you see very interactive messages on that door?
I wouldn't think so. Uh-huh. So if you rent something from a non-Jew, then you have to put there a mezuzah. Uh-huh. But I don't think when you're in an office, that we would look at that like you've rented it. You know, yeah. They're completely the ballot box, and if they want, they'll tell you to move to a different office, or...
No, but you need to go much further. Why is that the Jewish company?
Yeah, what about
your company, and you spend all day with boy in this company, no reason?
Yeah, what about the other way around? That's exactly what we're talking about. Let's mention a few more details, and then we'll clarify more. So first of all, this psak here, the kitzur that you are potter, this is the psak of the Ramah. But first of all, it is a masloikus rishoyim. It's not so clear that shutfus with a goy patters. Okay. So if somebody wants to put without a bracha, yesh mokum for that. Some suggest that it's commendable. But ikar adin, we go with the opinions that you are potter and you don't have to put a mezuzah. That's one point. Now another point.
Again, I didn't know what you said.
Again, once over. It's a masloikus rishoyim.
Right now, it's a masloikus rishoyim.
Now,
What is machlokas about? Bracha or mezuzah?
No, machlokas is about actual obligation of bracha. But Rishonim, they don't have these types of doubts that we have. Yeah? The Rishonim, some Rishonim held that you are absolutely chayiv in mezuzah. And according to them, you're both chayiv and you make a bracha. And some Rishonim hold that you're exempt. And according to them, you're exempt. Now, how do we... In the later verses, after the Rishonim, we don't have the craft to fully decide how do we deal with such a doubt.
It is what I may say if the problem is Ramah.
Yeah.
So, if I'm in a room without a boy, I need protection. But the room is boy, is it boy providing protection? You know, what's going on?
Get rid of the goy.
That is why my stroke was just.
Yeah. As we've seen a lot of times, halakhot don't always, not always the don't always reflect through the looking glass of when you need protection and when you don't need protection. It's more like halacha is a good problem. Couldn't mechayev the house in a Jewish person? It's not a Jewish house.
No, I can for my wish.
Okay, go on with the child.
You can't have double insurance in your house. But this boy is protecting you, so you don't need extra protection.
Yeah, okay. I'm not so sure the goy says great insurance. You find a better insurance company, but you know.
No. Hashem says to me, "This goy, you
want that protection? Oh, yeah. Whatever this boy is, that's one point. So it's machloikus. But the mice there are more paskins with the days for your potters. For me, ikad in your potter. If somebody wants to be machmi, he could put without a bra. Now, what we're discussing over here is a situation in which you have these two shutkins. The classic case we're discussing is real shutkins. They actually own the place for shutkins. And more than that, the classic scenario under discussion is that they use it for shutkins. Like the example Mr. Goffman mentioned right at the beginning, they have a room that they actually share. So they're using it for shutkins. Now what about if they own a property for shutkins, let's say an apartment, but they use it in a non-shutkus manner? In other words, they don't equally use all the room. Let's say they own an apartment together, for shutkus, and the apartment has four rooms. So they split it up in a practical way, and they say, I'm going to use these two rooms on this side, you use those two rooms on that side. So then, place can say that the rooms of the...
You need
mezuzah. And even though they haven't made, even though if they're learning, Bava Batra, Bava Matzia, they haven't made a Chushin Mishpat split. They haven't actually split up their shutfus. You know, in court, in Beis Din, the house still owns jointly to both of them. They haven't said, we're splitting up our shutfus. I'm going to only own these two rooms and you own these two rooms. I might say in Chushin Mishpat, it belongs jointly to both of them. They've just decided, you know, a amicable agreement that practically that's how we'd like to use it. But the likes of that kind of Tashmishi Dira are going on over here. So the Jewish person puts themselves on, it's going to be more Jewish.
When we're
going to
rent this, if I go and rent apartment from
the goy, I put mezuzah. Yeah, but here you haven't rented it from the goy. Theoretically.
No, it's Kosuke. I'm totally in rule of the goy. If you don't get up, put mezuzah. It is true, when I rent the house, all she can, that maybe even I own this part of it. No.
It's not such a comparison. You could put forth a counter argument. There's a difference between soika and shutfus. Soika, the Gemara uses a lashon. Soika is like a sort of mechira the yoime. It's a time kinyan. So in the time that it belongs to me, it belongs to me. I bought from the goy, let's say I've rented it for a month. So I bought from the goy
the rights
to this property for a month. For that month, it's mine. I've got it.
No.
It's not as a dog, you're right. But it's not right.
You never buy this place. You buy a right to use it. Nothing gets.
But here, it's by shutfus. You only have half the rights to use it. The guy has as much right to use this place as you.
By soiter,
can the guy come in those 30 days and say, I want to put things here, I want to put my kalim down? No, he can't. For 30 days, you'll go to court and you'll say, excuse me, I have agreement with you. For 30 days, you have no rights over here. But here, it's just the principle, the question Mishpat, you have rights. You've just decided practically between the two of you, this is how we'd like to live. That could have been the spot.
Because
after that, all that spot and the Maita, we follow the way that they practically live. Because mezuzah follows practical Tashmishe view. And the Maita, that's the way you're living. You're using it as Jewish apartment. Chayav in mezuzah. Now, once again, here we're discussing shutfus.
Okay, so
yeah.
Finish
with this. Yeah, go on.
Right now, Robin.
See. Yeah.
I lived for 2 years in Australia.
Yeah.
I managed that in my home.
You managed what?
That in my home, managed that. But he's king.
Yeah.
That's the responsible for Mizuna. Okay, he's he, but he's a very, very good Jew born
Mizuzah. He comes and lives in your home. Balabos is not there. Balabos is away somewhere. He doesn't know anything bad. It's unlawful. He comes and lives in your house.
You don't see why I'm asking this question. So unlawful, right now. Born, non-Mizuzah. He lives here.
That's correct.
He's supposed to put me, I give you a small question about
it. I think it is a proposal.
But if he unlawful there,
I'm not sure.
So why am I asking this
question? Yeah, go on. What do you want to bring up?
This situation, a strong Jew in the room, long enough, it absolutely doesn't matter what's going on in the room. Zero. Put me there. It is what I feel after.
That's a little bit what's coming out. I understand what you're saying. It's a very good.
It is why truth
feels. Look at that example a bit more. I never really thought about it.
Why in this room? But if you're long enough, this is how I feel.
Yeah, it's not 100%. It's like another. It's another stage further from what we're saying.
No, this stage but, all back to cloud.
Yeah, I understand. It's a very good way of like. Bringing out what's the club?
Don't discuss Pratim.
Yeah.
It's not interesting, all Pratim, why he's there. He's there.
Yeah, I understand. I'd like to be my eye to see what Pratim say on that case. That really that would bring out the point.
There's only one Kashi.
Yeah.
And Kashi is, can I use still stolen mezuzah?
Okay, let's go to a different point.
No, let me tell you why. Yeah. You can see right now, Steph.
Yeah.
If I could not use stolen mezuzah, I could not use for mezuzah stolen space as well. I closed the door, but I'm stealing his space. Only this I see could be a machlok.
I hear. Not really. It's not because very interesting tomorrow.
I don't have
a way. I think it's not a
good way. It is.
I often used to wonder, maybe this is like touches me on your point. There's this famous Maimon Chazal, where Chazal say, you know, it says, Zekeli van Veil. He's not in the fun of the mitzvahs. Yeah, you make mitzvahs beautiful. Yeah? Zekeli van Veil, Chazal make a drasha, he's not in the fun of the mitzvahs. Make mitzvahs beautiful. So, for example, and Chazal give a list of examples. So it says, for example, get yourself a talis noy. That's one of the examples. A nice talis. And you put the tzitzis on it. So I often used to wonder, so why does it never say somewhere, you know, get yourself a nice house. Buy his noy to put in it the mezuzah. Like it says talis noy. Yeah, the talis itself is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to put on it the strings. The talis is the chetzer that you then are mekayem the mitzvah with. So why does it never say, oh, get yourself a nice house to put on it the mezuzah? Lo shamanu, there should be such an idiot. On a talis, it says that you should have a nice talis. Even though the talis itself is not the mitzvah. It doesn't really. The beggar that then becomes higher than sits. Why are you not saying the same thing on the house? It seems that somehow the house is called less of the chetzer shel mitzvah. It's just sort of the hechetimtzah that enables you to go ahead and fulfill the mitzvah. Yeah. This is a bit of thought there, the Svara a little bit more. Okay, that's come the end of our time, Shmuel Chavos. We've brought up a lot of interesting.
Yes, well, I'm sorry, you didn't do what you tried.
Yeah, okay, no, it's a good, very good point you brought up. I want to be behind that, but it's good. Get to the Svara of it as well.
Sure.
Okay, have a good day.